You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
It's Tuesday, so it's time to speak to Ian Cruickshanks, who's the Chief Economist at the Centre for Risk Analysis at the South African Institute for Race Relations. Now, Ian, I've looked at a couple of pieces of economic data coming out of South Africa this year. We've had the PMI still mired below the 50 level. We had a fairly bad fall in manufacturing production. This week we've got mining production. Today we've had consumer confidence, which is unchanged from the previous months at very, very low levels indeed, even after the Christmas, or rather the spending period. I'm not allowed to say Christmas, apparently. I have to say holiday season and peak spending period.
Right.
And this week, I wonder if the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee will actually sit down and say, can we justify keeping rates unchanged?
Yes, okay, that begs a question. That's an answer that begs an answer. What is the answer? Considering the downswing in the economy, heading rapidly towards a lengthening recession, can we, and business activity is still shrinking, can we say that we can take any risk regarding flows of foreign capital, which are pretty meager anyway, and upsetting them even more by saying we're going to pay you even less interest on your cash unemployed in South Africa? That's a big risk.
Yeah, we're always waiting for something. I just think they should be bold, and I've said it three or four times now, so people will be bored with it. But anyway, I've nailed my colours to the mast, and I think that there should be some kind of gesture anyway. Even 25 basis points gives people a little bit of relief, and corporate debt comes down a little bit in certain cases. So just get on with it and do it, for goodness sake.
Yes, it would be good to see. It would be a relief to see. I suspect that we're not going to see it. I would come down sort of 60% no change, 40% cut.
Indeed. Behind the scenes, I don't see much of Cyril Ramaphosa. Behind the scenes, he's obviously working furiously. I saw a cartoon the other day with some swans going along, and the person was saying, look how serene they look. And he said, yes, but underneath there's some furious paddling going on. So maybe there is some furious paddling going on.
Well, one hopes so, but we see little sign of it. From our point of view at the Institute, we see that there's more concern with just keeping the majority reasonably happy that it's not getting worse, and but very little in concrete action. There is going to be no infrastructure development which could lead to big job opportunities and growth prospects, because there's no money. The cash flow just isn't there. And say reducing interest rates by 0.25% is not going to make a whole lot more cash available.
No, it's not. Do you agree that even though there might be a short-term knee-jerk reaction with the South African rand, and the rand has weakened quite substantially over the last few days, so maybe people are anticipating something that you and I are not, i.e. an interest rate cut, but do you agree that if you were a rating agency and you had a look at the Reserve Bank decision on Thursday and it was a cut and there was a bold statement following it, you might actually view that as a tick rather than a cross?
Oh, yes, I think there's no doubt about that, that one can't sort of close one's mind altogether to the possibility that it can get better, that we can be at a turning point. I think it may be a little bit further away, but, you know, yeah, all things are possible, however unlikely in the current horizon.
Yes, and there's also a body of evidence which says that an interest rate cut, as I said, there's a knee-jerk reaction of a weakness in the rand, but long-term it's actually quite positive because it spurs economic growth, or the theory is that it will spur economic growth.
Sure, there's no doubt about it that the cost of capital, or cost of deploying capital, is a little bit less. Will it encourage entrepreneurs to say, well, look, our repo rate is down by 6.25%, our prime borrowing rate will come down by 0.25%. Is that enough to change one's mind and say, therefore I'm going ahead with a multi-million, billion rand in new development? I don't think the climate is there just at the moment. It may be a little bit of mild relief, but I can't see a whole lot more. Can't see it changing, having a big impact on unemployment or factors like this.
As we pre-record this podcast, I've got the two biggest movers today on the JSE. They're both retail companies. The first one is Massmart, which has suddenly vaulted its way up 8.33%. It was up yesterday as well after the announcement of 1,440 jobs potentially going, and also, I think, Dion Wired, the chain, closing down several stores. And the one after that, of course, is Woolies, also up 8% at the moment at 4 o'clock South African time.
I think these are, I would call them relief rallies. I would say the crux of the matter is just look at the number of stores being closed. Look at the number of employees being laid off. But stores closed, that means they just don't see any hope for recovery in those particular areas. That points to a rather desultory outlook for consumer spending. And isn't that what we need? Pick up in consumer spending. I just can't see how these closing of these major retail stores is going to lead one to optimism in that respect. So I'm pretty cautious. I would not rush in and say, well, it's no worse than that. That's something. As I said, relief rally, no more.
Yeah, okay. So you wouldn't be rushing into those retail stocks, whether it be Woolworths, whether it be Massmart, whether it be Spar or anybody. Just leave it alone at the moment.
Absolutely. And I know it's awfully difficult to accumulate cash, well, if one's fortunate enough to be able to do so. But I think when it comes to investment potential, building up cash reserves is probably the thing to do. Yes, you can start compiling a shopping list of companies with NAVs which are considerably above current market values, see where there is some sort of value. And yes, there are some, but there's no hurry at the moment. Because this situation, this climate that we're in, could easily extend for a considerable period. And how long could that be? We just don't know at the moment. How long will it take Mr. Ramaphosa to have a really solid, lasting impact on policies which can justify support? Well, I'm not sure that I see that yet.
I think that when it comes to retail, and retail is a fascinating hobby of mine, I like to have a look at trends. I like going around shops and seeing what people are doing and the change in trends and how some people keep up and some people don't. Marks and Spencer's in the United Kingdom hasn't really kept up over the years. It used to be the place to go for everything. It was really good. And it still is. It's still a great shop. But there's a company called Boohoo.com, which is an online fashion retailer. And it started out as a supplier selling clothes to UK high street brands. Now it's buying the brands themselves, and it's now bigger in market cap because it is listed. It's bigger in market cap than Marks and Spencer's. So some people can get it right.
Yes. There's always a way to cope with difficult and worsening changing circumstances, but they're the minority, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. What else do you see?
So it becomes an exercise in stock picking from an investment point of view. That's really, really difficult right now.
Are you picking any stocks or are you staying in cash?
No, I'm still accumulating cash. That would be my advice anyway. Because I think, sure, there are lots of good companies. A small number of them are reasonably placed, as you just showed an example. But I think that there's no hurry. I would not be surprised to see this low level of activity continue through this year with the possibility it could go into next year. I think this is an ongoing recession that will be awfully difficult and awfully take a lot of time to climb out of. There's no impetus really which needs to be led by government and that's not evident in the short term.
Ian, thank you very much for your analysis, brutally honest as it always is. Just to summarise, there's no reason to change your stance in the first few weeks, after the first couple of weeks, rather, of 2020. You're still in 2019 mode.
Absolutely. Regrettably, yes.
Okay, so thank you very much. That's Ian Cruickshanks, who's the Chief Economist at the Centre for Risk Analysis at the South African Institute for Race Relations. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organisation, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.